And now this is a dictation for Ivan, Yvonne, Parsons, Parsons, August 21, 29, address as a letter, Dr. Burgess, Burgess, 941-629-6920. Dear Dr. Burgess, a follow-up for Mrs. Parsons, who has advanced renal failure, hypertension last visit in July, coming with family member, traveling to Florida on the next couple of weeks, no hospital admission, denies change of weight, appetite, vomiting or dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, no chest pain palpitation, syncope, reduces and negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight choric, lexic, hydralazine, and nitrates. Today, blood pressure 141.72. Lungs are clear. No consolidation, pleural effusion. Last half premature beats, bilateral JBD, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor peripheral edema, bilateral, no cellulitis, evidence of poor circulation. Next paragraph, chemistry, September, creatinine 2.2, still within baseline for a GFR of 21 and stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal anemia 10.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, continue chemistry on a regular basis, she's going to do it in Florida. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, blood pressure in the office as well as at home appears to be well controlled, continue present regimen. Next number, clinically, symptoms of CHF, but appears stable, not decompensation. Plan to see her back in the spring or early summer when she's back in Michigan. End of dictation.